Hey, we're the broadcast. People say we podcast around, but we're too busy drinking and hoping that Andy gets down.
Yes, so good. Hello, and welcome to the broadcast, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 4, episode 22, episode number, I actually didn't write it down, 157. Moving I Can Do Math, aka Flip Page, real quick. Hey, guys, our last show of the year. Some contention about whether or not but as I said, we committed to that. So yep. Here we are.
Mm-hmm.
How is it going?
It goes well. I forgot about our new open. It was a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, me too.
I did the sound check with the old one. I was like, I'm going to trick them.
You did indeed. I was thoroughly surprised.
Yeah.
Yay.
Highlight of my day.
How was your day?
Oh, my day wasn't that bad. It just nothing of particular excitement or note happened.
Okay.
Calm before the storm?
Well, no, it's kind of on the backslide. My last day in the office for the year is on Friday, and it's a half day, and I was out yesterday. So, you know, it's at this point, it's kind of anything that gets over the finish line, we're going to consider a victory.
Right. Is it your last day in the office for the decade, though? I can't tell.
Yes.
So, literally, I've been saying that, and it somehow came up in conversation with Frank, and Frank's like, this isn't the end of the decade. Like, next year's the end of the decade. And I was like, wait, no. I really do prefer to think of this as the end, though.
Right.
So we're going to go with it.
It's subjective. Who cares?
Millennials, it's true.
Millennials, Gen Y, Gen X, like.
Call it whatever you want. Doesn't matter anymore.
I think we've established that we marched to the beat of our own drum on this show.
Yep.
But it's funny, like, while you're winding down, I'm gearing up. My office is actually moving this week. And a couple things happened. One, they started blasting the heat on Friday in my office, and I tweeted a picture of this. 80 fucking degrees in my little office. They were just blasting. We all forgot that it was so hot in there, like, on Monday, and came in, and I'm not kidding when I say on Friday at one point I had to step outside into the 40 degrees outside because it was so miserable, and just I thought I was gonna like faint at one point. Like, my heart was palpitating, and I'm a cold person, so like I'm not usually one that's like, you know, sensitive to the heat. But anyway, and then today I went in short sleeve. I had jeans that I get because we're packing, rolled all the way up like above my knees. So they were like old lady culottes. So, I mean, I was rocking it today. But anyway, so a couple things happened. One, I changed my clock to military time and I can't figure out how to change it back, which is not really a big deal, but it's driving me insane only because I don't know how to change it back. Not because I don't know how to read it, because I do know how to read it. I don't know. It's just hot and it's hard to think. And like I sat down before and I was like, my body is exhausted because I feel like I've been sitting in the sun all day long. So Joanne says in the chat, it's the end of the team. Mike says numbers are not subjective team science. And JP says it's the end of the decade in the universe, but not in science.
I mean, to be fair, in the universe, it's a blip in,
in whatever this is. You
know, none of this is going to exist in 100 years anyway. So who the
fuck? Exactly. So none of it matters.
Mm-hmm. Our decade.
That's depressing.
Yeah. And I'm sorry that we started a little late tonight. That was actually my fault. I started the show live for the Survivor JJC link because I didn't realize at first that it was logged into the Lost Podcast email because they did a live Watch World. They did a live Watchmen last night. So I'm so used to getting on here and it signed into the broadcast account that like I went to start and I was like, why does it say it's not supposed to start for another 25 hours? That's weird. And I realized, oh, well, anyway, I don't know. I've done a lot of things, but also not a lot of things. I saw two movies this weekend, 12 hours apart. We went at 8 o'clock at night on Saturday. Do you know how late it is? Seeing a movie at 8 o'clock at night, we were like, oh my God, we have to go out at this time?
Mm-hmm.
But we did. It was Jumanji. It was really fun.
Oh, it was good?
It was fun. I'm not going to say it was like some great movie, because you don't go in there expecting like a great movie.
Right. I'm intrigued. What does it have to do with the original? Does it have anything to do with the original?
Well, the Robin Williams original or Jack Black, The Rock original?
Oh, right. There was another one of those. Yeah. No, let's go back to the actual Jumanji, the first one.
It's just
Robin Williams.
It's sort of, I mean, I haven't watched the original one in 2 years since I saw the first one of the reboot one. It's loosely tied.
Okay.
That makes sense.
The game remains the same.
Right. There's just a different entry point. But it's really fun. Like I said, I had a really good time watching it. It kept me awake.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And then
that's, a glowing endorsement for any film.
I know. We left the theater at 11 o'clock. And then the next morning, we went at 10 o'clock to see Knives Out, which was fan-fucking-tastic.
I don't know what that is.
Knives Out? It's the whodunit with Chris Evans and Jamie Lee Curtis and James Bond, Daniel Craig, and Don Johnson, who is apparently in everything again now.
Having a resurgence. Oh my God,
do yourself a favor and go see it, because Amanda, especially you, would love it. It's really good. So it's a whodunit of this like super rich, rich family where the patriarch is killed.
And
it's really good. Like, I don't want to say anything, because what I expected going into it was nothing like it actually was. And like the plot, you know, you get to a certain point, the first maybe 30, 35 minutes, and it's exactly what you think. And then like all of a sudden there's a twist and you're like, oh, this movie is nothing of what I thought it was going to be. This is great. So anyway, I really enjoyed it.
Nice.
I'm done talking now. Kayla wants to know if you are drinking a stout or a porter, Amanda.
Ah, yes. It is a stout from Three's Brewery here in Brooklyn. It's very good. Although it's funny. So our grocery store sells like bougie craft brewery beers in cans in like the back of the store. And Daniel and I were picking out a few last night. We were in Nashville over the weekend and we got home late afternoon yesterday, and we like needed to get like some groceries to get us through the week. And we were like picking out, they sell all the cans like Lucy's, you know, not, you don't buy like a six pack, you just buy like random cans. And like the cans were like $5. And like we were saying how, like Daniel made a comment of like, oh, that's so expensive. And I'm like, is it though? Because if you go to a bar like and order that same beer at $8, you consider that a good deal. So it is still cheaper. I don't know. Everything is expensive in Brooklyn.
But you're looking at $30 for a six pack.
Right, but you're not buying them as a six pack. You're buying individual cans. So you could buy like a $5 one and then some cheaper ones, or just buy three, which is what we did.
Yeah. I can see both arguments, and they're both correct.
Yeah. I think it's just what I tell myself so that I feel less bad about buying a single can of something for $5.
Joanne says that she has a bourbon and Coke, and Kayla has a kombucha.
Kombucha is what you're thinking of. Yeah.
So there's like
must be
with the booze in it.
Yeah, some kind of beer fermented, I assume.
Awesome. Oh, you know, I realized today that I don't think we've gotten an update on everybody's Christmas cards. Shandy, I got yours today. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I remember Shandy sometimes has trouble with the dates, right?
That's right. Okay. That's right. Yeah. And sometimes I just don't send them at all. And that's okay too. But this year,
I only made mine last night. So
nice.
Everybody, stay tuned. They were ready this morning. Half of the battle is getting to Staples to pick them up, which I meant to do today, but didn't. So I don't know. The goal is to send them out this year without almost getting kidnapped.
Yes, that would be nice.
That would be good.
Real nice.
Yeah. Goals.
And
goals.
Goal.
I will say, though, on the subject of Christmas cards, the one thing that sort of always like gives me pause and makes me a little stressed out is that you like always think of people later that you forgot.
Yeah. That's
and today,
earlier. That's why I try to send them out at the beginning of December. So think of somebody that I'm like, oh shit, I forgot them. I add them and it gets there by like December 20th and it's still fine. But
yeah, I did a lot of my cards today and then I realized that I had forgotten my entire immediate family. But I figured it out in time and then they're none the wiser. It's all good.
Yeah.
There you go.
Kayla says, drink, it's robot shandy in visual form. Cheers. I'm sorry. I'm usually all over the place, but usually during live shows, I try to not be all over the place. So I apologize, guys. I'm getting together. I swear I didn't almost fall asleep about 10 minutes before we started recording. I laid down and I was like, I don't want to get up. Hey, guess what? I just realized I didn't ever start recording this into GarageBand, which is every live show. So now
it's all right. I feel like we haven't really gotten anywhere important yet.
I feel like we've been recording for 17 minutes. There's definitely about 7 or 8 minutes that of me talking, and that could just easily come out. But if you are joining us now and no, I'm sorry. If you've been listening this whole time and you all of a sudden hear the change in audio, well, that's why. moving on. Matt says, Shandy, how is Franck dealing with the death of French cinema icon Anna Karina?
It has not come up in our house. So I'll try to remember to ask him. He's like trying to finish his finals and stuff. So he may not even have seen the news, I guess, or I might not care. I don't know. I was just looking. I was Googling what movies she's been in, and a lot of them are from the 60s. She's in a Godard movie, but if I think about it, I will ask him and let you know. But as of right now, he's dealing with it just fine.
Good. Glad to hear
Good to hear.
So this is our last episode of the year and maybe decade.
Definitely of the year.
Definitely of the year. Definitively the last show of the year. In early January, the blooper show will be out. I don't know. Maybe if I could get it out before Nate's, probably early January. Surprise if it's before then. We'll be out and then I did not have time to put together the clips for the patrons bonus show tonight. I don't know if, are you guys around over the next day or so to jump on for 30 minutes and do that with me? Mm-hmm. When do you leave, Shandy?
On Thursday.
So you're not around. Okay. Sorry, guys. Please keep being patrons. That's my bad. That is my bad. I did not have time. So maybe we'll have two shows in January, or I will definitely put together something in January that maybe has clips from our bonus show so you guys can see what you're missing out on. And maybe I'll just do like a very meta narration of the narration that I do during the bonus shows. I don't know. We'll see. But we'll definitely have something. And then we will be back in mid-January. Hopefully sometime in late January, we can do our annual crossover with the Real Weird Sisters.
Oh, yeah.
That time of year again. So we'll have to set something up.
Yeah.
JP says, you three skipping a show is still better than the Rumblecast After Dark. Thank you, JP. Honorary broad right there. But yeah, so that's what's coming up for us. Do you guys have any plans for, I mean, Shandy, I know you're going to all of the countries, France and America. And are you going somewhere else too?
I'm going to Ireland.
That's right, Ireland.
Oh, so good.
Very excited.
Amanda, what are you doing for Christmas or New Year's?
Going to Connecticut for a couple days, coming back to New York for New Year's. and I'm just going to staycation for, so I have 2 weeks off that my company gives us paid.
Oh, nice.
That's great. Very, very fortunate in that way. So yeah, the second week I'm just going to spend it here in New York, just hanging out, resting, going to see some movies.
Nice.
Yeah, awesome. So I think it's going to be really nice.
Seriously, see wonderful. Knives Out. See Knives Out. It's really good.
Okay. I'm really jonesing to see Little Women.
Oh, yeah. Well, duh.
What?
Yeah. So I might go see that first and then maybe go see Knives Out.
They show
the
whole
week. Who's in the new Little Women?
It's Greta Gerwig directed, but it's Emma Watson and Saoirse Ronan and something Pug. I can never think of her first name. Frances or Francesca?
Timothée Chalamet. Pug.
Anyway, they show the I mean, I know we've talked
about this before.
Yep, Meryl Streep. Meryl
she plays
Streep is, Aunt March.
Laura Dern.
And Laura Dern
is the mom.
Mary March, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's a really great cast.
It's a really great cast. I love the other one so much.
I cry every time.
Oh my God, it wrecks me every time.
I mean, I saw it as a grown-up person, knew it was coming, and still bawled my darn eyes out.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but I'm pretty excited. I think it's a really good modern day retelling.
Yeah, really I kind of cried during the trailer. They showed the trailer at Knives Out, and I kind of cried too. It's like it's 10 o'clock in the morning. Why not?
Nice.
Okay.
Oh,
got an angry Frenchman over there.
Oh my! I think he just found out that Anna Karina died.
Like kind of reminds me of like a Christmas story, like the dad downstairs in the basement fighting with the furnace.
Yeah.
It sounded like he dropped something and he goes, oh, what the fucking fuck. That's how you know a language is when you drop something and your automatic response is to swear in that language.
Like you're officially like fluent.
Yep. It's like if you stub your toe, if you say ouch in the way of the language, then like, you know, that's your automatic response.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Because they're different.
It's true.
Well, cool. Does anybody else have anything in this very rambly? I brought no energy to this. This low, no energy Colleen intro. It's okay.
I'm counting the days and the hours until I go on vacation. My apartment's a mess. Things have been crazy and chaotic, but like, you know, shit's getting done and tomorrow's my last day of work. And
nice. So yeah. I should call this episode Vacation Mode Part 2, Vacation Mode 2.0, the Cassion Mode. How do you say vacation mode in French?
En mode vacances.
Okay. I don't know. Even
mode vacances. Yeah.
Sorry, someone sneezed over here, and I don't know where it came
from.
Well,
speaking of, that someone actually is in the chat right now.
Yeah,
it actually wasn't a Daniel sneeze. I think it was my neighbor. Oh. That's why I was really confused. It came from, like, the other side wall. It was very loud. I'm sorry, guys. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Daniel. All right, so moving on. Oh my God, let's save this.
We still don't know what the tragedy in New York was.
Right. Yes, yeah, no, JP, I saw that comment up a while back and I meant to ask about it, but our conversation went in other directions.
I just thought it meant like a sports team lost or something.
But I have no idea what it means.
So it wouldn't be a sports team losing because he wouldn't know that.
Oh, something collapsed in New York today. Oh, dear.
Oh, no. Good thing
clearly, it was nothing that crossed my path, so that's good.
Good thing they're doing Infrastructure Week in the government.
Right. Are they still on to that? I thought it was just like Impeachment Week.
Isn't every week Impeachment Week? Fox News, every week is Impeachment Week. I am outraged.
Something collapsed in Times Square. Wow.
Well, that doesn't
sound
right.
I hope it wasn't the New Year's ball.
Oh, that is definitely not great. Thank you, Daniel. He likes my wine glass. I might switch when we go to break, like because I bought from Target these little like $3 tumblers. They're plastic, which is awesome, and they say "Merry and Joy" on them. And I bought one for me and one for Jay, and I even let him pick. And he was like, no, thank you. And
so wait, does one say Mary and one say Joy? Or are they both say Mary?
They're very cute and they are plastic, so they're break proof. They're great. And you can still dishwasher them. So, I mean, it's like all the wins. But anyway, so they're sitting there unused because Jay doesn't want to use it. He was like, how about I just use this one that I always use instead? And I was like, oh, all right. What are you, Shandy, up in here with your anti-Christmas stemware? Oh, my God. All right. Anyway, I've been waiting for a while to do this since the last live show, I believe. And this is people are sharing the wisest sayings they've ever heard. And it's from BuzzFeed by Allie Hayes, who compiled them. It's probably a Reddit thing. Yeah, it's a Reddit thing. But anyway, I figured for the end of the year, we would do something poignant. And I'm sure we can find dirty things to laugh about within these quotes or something. But the Ask Reddit was, what is the wisest saying that you've ever heard? Ready?
Ready.
And these are all profound. None of these are really like supposed to be, you know, like snarky or whatever. Although some of them are snarky, but, you know. Anyway, here we go. If you never heal from what hurt you, you'll bleed on people who didn't cut you.
Oh.
Hmm.
True.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forgiveness is divine, but never pay full price for late pizza. I always interpret this along the lines of be forgiving of people, but don't let them walk all over you. And that is from, I don't know, a Matthew McConaughey movie that I've seen a long time ago. Which one is that from?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. That's a Ninja Turtles thing. I know. We've got a whole chat worth of people that are like, Matt, you don't have to Matt-splain. I got it. I got there.
Speaking of the chat, so where this Times Square thing happened, 49th and 7th, I walk by that every day on my way to the subway.
You didn't even notice it.
That debris could have landed on me, guys, is all I'm saying. Universe.
Wow. Universe. But anyway, never play chess with a pigeon. It knocks all the pieces over, shits all over the board, and then walks around like it won. This is a good thing to remember before you start an argument with someone. And I imagine in this scenario that Donald Trump is the pigeon.
That's where my head went first.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Daniel says, Ninja Turtle movies are profound. Next one is easier to fool someone than to convince them they've been fooled.
Yeah. That tracks.
Yeah.
But I feel like ego plays a lot in there, right? Like if
totally.
Ooh, I love this next one. And I feel like this next one is going to be our motto going into 2020. All right, everybody?
Okay.
The world is changed by your example, not by your opinion.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We judge ourselves by our intentions, but we judge others by their behavior.
That's very true.
Yeah.
It is very true.
Yeah.
You're like, well, I know what I meant.
Right.
Yeah. Then you look at somebody else and you're like, well, clearly they're a jerk or something. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, there's a picture of Yoda. Like there's a little gif of Yoda as I scroll down. We rewatched Revenge of the Sith. Yeah. Last night. Oh, God. The acting is so terrible. Like,
which one is that?
That's the third one. So it's the last one of technically the sixth one in order of release. It's the one where Anakin becomes Darth Vader. And oh, gotcha. My God. I mean,
spoilers.
I know it's new.
Yeah. Oh, it's, man.
It's not. It's not.
It's fine. Totally fine. Now I feel like it's the movie's ruined.
Like, I mean, I always knew like the acting was bad, but like to watch it from like a grown-up perspective and like Natalie Portman is like, Anakin, you're breaking my heart. And he's like all like emo and like just every line he says is bad. Like I can't even pick one. I mean, it is.
Yeah. Anyway. Hayden Christensen is just universally a terrible, terrible actor.
Hayden Christensen was good in one movie and that was the building the house one.
The building the house one.
Yeah.
Must have missed that one.
I had it in college. House movie. Look, Hayden Christensen house movie is the first thing. Life as a house.
Life as a house. Yeah, I have heard of it. I don't think I ever watched it though.
I believe it has, I think it has Scarlett Johansson in it. Hold on, I'm pulling it up right now. It is with Kevin Kline, Kristen Scott Thomas, Jenna Malone, and Mary Steenburgen.
It's a good cast.
It's a good cast.
That's a really good cast.
It's the Kevin Kline has like a terminal illness, and he wants to repair his relationship with his like teenage son, who's Hayden Christensen, and his ex-wife. And honestly, I think it is the, and I've always liked it because Mary Steenburgen's character's first name is Colleen, and you don't really see many Colleens in movies. No. The only modern Colleen in television that I've seen recently is the Colleen that's the enemy of Dina's character in Superstore. Yes.
Spoilers! I have not gotten that far yet.
Oh, I feel like that's an okay spoiler.
It's an okay spoiler. There's an episode where a squatty potty is a plot point, and Dina's enemy is a rival from another store whose name is Colleen.
Right. I think we've talked about the squatty potty appearance in Superstore.
It all got cut out, but we definitely talked about it.
Oh, well, surprised.
Anyway, Life is a House is the only movie that I've seen Hayden Christensen in that I ever thought that he was somewhat decent. But that's not saying a lot, because he had a real good cast around him. Matt in the chat said that I heard he was good in Shattered Glass. And that's the movie about Stephen Glass, the dude that plagiarized the New York Times.
Person. Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. Number 7 is don't take criticism from someone you wouldn't take advice from.
Ooh. That is a good one.
I like that one.
And the next one is learning from mistakes is one of the best ways to learn, but there's no reason those mistakes have to be your own.
Mm.
So learn from other people's mistakes so you don't make your own.
Yeah.
I like that one.
I find I use that. I say that a lot. So I suppose I'm sort of like, oh, yeah, okay.
In the chat, Daniel said that acting in Revenge of the Sith. Is it Revenge of the Sith? Somebody give me the correct name if I'm saying it wrong. Revenge of the Sith is terrible. Poor Natalie Portman being directed by George Lucas must be god awful.
I think we have a little bit of a JP, Daniel, and Kayla back and forth. They're nerding out hard about Star Wars.
Hey, it comes out Friday, the same day that this episode comes out, I hope.
So listen to us on your way to go see Star Wars.
Star Wars is coming out?
Yeah, the last one.
Yeah, they're going to make them for forever.
Yeah. Oh, Matt said Jack's mom in 30 Rock was named Colleen. That is right. I totally forgot about her.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Next one. Don't practice until you get it right. Practice until you can't get it wrong.
Oh, I like that one.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
If you raise your kids, you can spoil your grandchildren. However, if you spoil your kids, you will have to raise your grandchildren. That sounds like something you would hear in a fortune cookie. But it's true.
But it also checks out.
It does.
It does.
In the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends.
That one's kind of sad.
Yeah.
But not untrue.
No, not untrue. I think that's why it's sad.
I know. Next one. It's possible to commit no mistake and still lose. That's not weakness. That's life.
Yep.
Yeah.
Next up, just because you can doesn't mean you should. And just because it's comfortable doesn't mean it's good. Yeah. Make time for planning. Wars are won in the general's tent. I can't disagree with that. Hate is like drinking poison and hoping the other person dies.
Yeah. I love that one.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people on my Facebook feed that could probably be applied to. Mm-hmm. All it takes for evil to prevail is for good people to do nothing.
Yep. Go vote 2020.
Out there.
Donate to Fair Fight. We're not even partnered with them, and I'm saying that I donated. That's Stacey Abrams' fighting voter suppression.
Yep.
Thing.
Anything Stacey Abrams does, you should probably support it. She's pretty great.
Including if she's on the picket as VP with somebody that you don't agree with as president, you should probably just hold your nose and vote anyway.
Because that gets her closer to the White House, folks. And we all know Stacey Abrams as president is probably our country's best shot. She's pretty great.
She's pretty great. All right. We're almost done here. We only have two lives, and the second one begins when we realize that we only have one. I like that, actually. Yeah. I like that a lot.
Yeah, that's a thinker, that one.
Yeah, let me say that with better intonation. We only have two lives, and the second one begins when we realize that we only have one.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that one.
I like that. I feel like I'm going to print that out and put that on my new bulletin board at work.
Yeah, that's like a really original one, too. Like, I feel like some of these other ones have been like a little cliche. Yeah. Like, I've never heard that phrasing in that way. That one hits the gut. Hits right in the gut.
Yeah, I like that one. All right. Do not regret growing older. It is a privilege denied to many.
Amen.
Ooh, and I like that because
heavy and very true.
Well, okay, there's this quote at the end of Jumanji, the new one, the sequel, whatever it's called.
The very deep Jumanji. And profound Jumanji sequel.
Yeah, the next level. So it's, you know, clearly not. But Danny DeVito's character at the end, like he spends the first part of the movie like he's recovering from hip replacement surgery or whatever. That's not a spoiler. It's literally like the first scene he's in, which is like 5 minutes into the movie. And then he goes on the adventure with them in the jungle. And by the end, he's telling the young kids that are with him that growing old doesn't suck. Growing old is a blessing, and not everybody gets to do it.
Mm, yeah.
I was like, I like that. I'm going to stop saying that getting old sucks. I'm going to start saying that getting old is a blessing.
It is a privilege.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
A privilege if you're not into blessings. All the same at the end of the day.
Yeah. So Daniel is saying that he thinks the quote about the two lives is from Confucius.
Cool.
I could
Google it. I mean, that sounds something like a old philosopher would say.
Mm.
Let's see. Yeah, that's from Confucius.
Nice. Cool.
Cool. I don't get this one, so maybe we can work through this. People don't quit companies, they quit management.
Yeah. Yeah. No, for sure.
Oh, I get it now. Yeah.
If the leadership is bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Most people leave their job because... Yeah, like they're poorly managed, or they're not giving opportunity, or like all reasons that you can attribute to management.
Mm-hmm. I get it now. Thank you. When I was young, my father told me, don't cry for something that can't cry for you. It really helped me to see what was important.
Hmm. Yeah, I like that. But as someone who cries at basically everything... A little like, oh, that's something to strive for that I probably will never achieve.
Man, Daniel, I hope that you go with her to see Little Women and film her during the Beth scene.
Yeah, that's pretty sad.
Jay is playing the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle video game outside, and apparently he just lost. cursed in English, though. Not as cool. All right, last two. You don't need to light yourself on fire to keep others warm.
I've heard that one. I like that one. I feel like that's a good daily reminder.
Yeah. All right, and finally, the last one is, to worry is to pay a debt of misery that may never come due.
So true.
Mm-hmm.
To worry is to pay a debt of misery that may never come due. Yeah. Basically, accept inevitable outcomes and do your best to change changeable outcomes to your liking, but know that worrying does nothing.
Very true.
Oh, gosh. Tattoo that on my forehead. Actually, no, put it in a place where I can see it every day. Put it on my forearm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good times. All right, so those are wise quotes. Does anybody have any wise quotes they want to share? I will link to this article in the show notes if you want to CNP one of the quotes. And that'll be that. So good times. We got profound. Woo! And we didn't even make any dick and fart jokes while doing it. Go us.
That's you know, we're growing in the waning days of 2019.
Well, exactly. I feel like that's a end of the year sort of appropriate type thing.
I know. We're almost cougars. Or we are cougars. What was cougar age? Was it 40?
42? Is that what we had decided upon?
Oh, sweet Jesus. Hold on. I'll look it up.
You're the one that keeps the wonderful notes so that I don't have to.
It's 40 because our episode 1.39 was almost cougars.
Didn't somebody say that it was 35 and we were like, what the fuck?
No.
Right,
no,
I think that's 35. Where that came from. That we were like, no.
Like, I don't know. It was so our very first episode ever was called Almost Cougars, right? And it was because I think we read something or somebody sent an email in or something and it talked about how cougars were age 40. So that became our joke the first season of the show, and here we are in season 4 and crazy. JP and Matt both have quotes for us. JP says, "Don't worry about the world coming to an end. It's already tomorrow in Australia."
I like that.
Matt says, "Now is the envy of all the dead." That's by Don Herzog.
Mm. Yeah, that's a thinker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. I guess in this very random freaking episode that we've got going on right now, I guess we're going to get to some listener feedback.
Okay. Woo-hoo. Hooray.
Woo-hoo. Oh, the winners of this year's Hump Festival are out.
Yeah, that's right. I actually got an email about that a little while ago. And I was like, well, shit, because I did share my voting record for Hump in that episode. And so now, of course, when I'm searching my inbox and looking for Hump, all I'm getting is human resources. There we go. Okay.
type in H-U-M.
Yeah, exactly. okay. So I thought that if anyone was keeping track at home and if anyone actually remembers, that I could just quickly announce who the winners actually were that I got to help vote on. So there were, I think, 4 categories. So the first one was Best Kink, and that was Tell Me What You Like. Oh, yes. I didn't. I can see why that won Best Kink. I don't think I voted for that. The runner-up was Brunch on Bikes. That was the brunch one, if you remember, that I think I talked about that on.
Okay.
Yeah.
The brunch and the bikes, and they're brought on bikes. In the butts. Brunch on Bikes in Butts could have been an alternate title. Best Sex was Wildfire, which was a beautiful film. I think I voted for that for Best in Show, actually. And then runner-up was Good Kitty, which I voted for one of the things also. Best Humor was Best in Show, which I voted for. It was the one where they went back and did like all of the sort of different like topics that had won before, and it was really funny.
Right.
And then Best in Show also won Best in Show. So congratulations to them.
Nice.
Yeah. Yes. So there you go.
There you go.
I voted correctly a couple of times in a couple of my votes.
Awesome. Yeah. Joanne said that Jaguar is over 50, Cougar is over 40, and Puma is under 40. But a MILF, I mean, that's any age.
Forever.
That's forever.
All right. I can't believe that I completely buried the lead here on the most exciting story, the best news of the whole week, maybe even year. Curtis Flowers, the defendant in the Dark season 2 that we've talked about a lot and had some of the reporters from that podcast on this show from APM reports, he was freed on bail. For the first time in 23 years, freed on bail yesterday as of recording this, and that would be Monday the 16th. And there's a picture of him walking free with his family, his two sisters. I believe his dad was there. Fortunately, his mother passed away over the last, it was last year, right?
It was really recently.
Yeah. It was, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
And he wasn't allowed to go to her funeral.
And he was not allowed to go to her funeral. I was very emotional with this news. We've talked about In the Dark so much on this show that it's just, it's really great. This is, I find this to be really great news.
Yeah. I think Curtis Flowers finally got a little bit of justice.
Yeah.
And that's really great. A little bit, you know, the story is certainly far from over, but it must feel really good to be a free man for the time being.
Yes, I believe that he has to wear an ankle monitor and has some restrictions, but he's not in jail anymore. So that's great. Yeah. And especially, you know, with what we've seen of Curtis and the stuff that the investigation that the In the Dark team revealed, like I don't know. I feel like, to me, if you gave me two people like to go free, like I don't know, like Curtis deserves it is what I'm getting at here. That was a stupid example. I don't know where I was going with that. It's lose the point day.
Hey, you know,
burn bright.
Go in with conviction. You don't have to get to the end of the point. Just if you start with conviction,
there you go.
Then goddamn it, you'll get somewhere.
I don't have any. Yeah, wait. What quote was that? Your real show starts the second you only get two takes.
You
only get two takes. The second one starts after you realize you only get one.
As soon as you lose the first one.
That's
fair
perfect.
Point 2020. as Joanne pointed out, which is information that I probably should have said, but I lost my damn point. Someone donated the $25,000 bail money anonymously, so that's awesome. Be the change
from New York,
that you want to be. Yep. I believe that.
Go New York.
Guys, you know, I just had a little money lying around. It was a good year.
A little patron money.
All that patron money.
I wish. Oh my God.
I'm not that good of a person, nor do I have that much money to my name.
Yep. So we should keep in mind, though, just to wrap this up, that there's still the grand jury indictment against Curtis still stands. So there is still a possibility that he could be charged, go to trial again for a seventh time. And, I mean, you would think that all the information that has come out and the weaker case now that they surely have with the Willie James Hemphill stuff and the jury suppression and all that would make it easier for him to get a not guilty verdict, but he is still in Mississippi. No offense to people listening from Mississippi. I'm sure if you're listening to us in Mississippi now, this does not apply to you. But, I mean, I'm fairly certain that all it takes is one Sean Hannity show and those people will get on the jury and vote to convict him again. So, if you catch my drift here. And what I'm saying is, okay, no, I won't say it because I'm just going to have to edit it out if I say it. But I'm thinking it. So, and you're all thinking it too. Hashtag lead by actions, not in, whatever, intentions.
Intentions.
That which I cannot change. Anyway. Moral of the story is Curtis is out for now, and I genuinely hope that they drop all the charges against him and he can. That's just my opinion based on my what? How many times have I listened to season 2 of In the Dark? 3 or 4 times now?
Wow.
I know. Because I listened to it
more times than I have.
I listened to it once, and then you guys were all listening to it. And we were talking about it with Brian, so I re-listened to it. And then when Natalie and Parker were coming on, I re-listened to it again, but I re-listened to it like a week out. So then I re-listened to the re-listen like the day of. I just want to make sure I know what's going on.
That brings you to four times.
Yeah, it does. Damn. I know. But all right. Anyway, that's that. As far as Facey back. So Mandy had said that she would love a wine glass, you know, just send the glass if Jay or I have her as Secret Santa again. We did a patron Secret Santa, patreon.com/Jay and Jack, and you can be in our Secret Santa next year. And it turns out Shandy had Mandy as patron Secret Santa and sent her some pretty awesome wine glasses.
Oh, yeah. And for the record, before I sent them before we were recording, and she was saying that she would love wine glasses.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it just took a really long time for them to be like made and sent. I was getting nervous because I hadn't got any like notifications, but anyway.
What website did you use?
cbs.com.
oh, you like
they're literally... like the real deal. Yeah.
Oh, Mandy, that's awesome. Very oh my cool. God. Mm-hmm. Whoever gets Mandy next year has to make her a buff. If Survivor still exists next year, it might not.
Right, it might not. She does. I know she has some buffs because she usually wears them when she watches Survivor.
Okay, that's right. That's right.
And her girls have buffs too.
That's right.
Is that like the headband?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's some people wear it as a headband. Some people wear it as a bra. I mean, it's some people just wear it around their arms. It's multifunctional.
Use it how you see fit.
Mm-hmm. I have a Double Dare one.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
From Comic-Con, they gave out Double Dare buffs.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, technically they gave it to... Yep, Shandy's got one.
Oh, they're quite large. They're
there we go.
Yeah, they're like big handkerchiefs.
They're longer than I expected.
That's what she said.
This one, can you see what season it's from?
Cook Islands.
I don't know what that means.
It was the first season that I watched. It was actually a going away present from Paul and Alice when I moved to California.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's very nice.
Did you guys see that Legends of the Hidden Temple is coming back and it's going to be with grown-up contestants?
I did see that.
I did. I didn't actually read the article, but I saw the headline. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's going to take place like in an actual jungle or whatever. Like it's going to be legit. I am super excited.
Are they trying to replace Survivor because Survivor shit the bed?
This has been in the works for a long time.
I think it was really opportune timing. It was sort of like, yes!
It was anyway, because...
Buff. Bye, Buff.
I believe on this show, we talked about how Legends of the Hidden Temple was coming back like last season at some point.
Oh, wow.
I'm pretty sure because I remembered that it was coming back because we had talked about it or I talked about it with someone. But all the details coming out was super exciting. Indeed. All right. Kayla said she loved the chipmunk voices from, I know, Dennis, I mean, you outdid yourself, my friend.
Me too.
I love that. Matt said, since I wrote my recommendations, I finished, I know it was the book on DJ and TS. I know it was the book that had something to do with the Fleetwood Mac kind of thing. He definitely recommends it. Added it to the broadcast book club on Goodreads. So if you're on Goodreads, Matt, send me the link, email it to us, and I will click. I will include that in the show notes, which is the information that's on your app or whatever, or on the website page. And go to janejack.com and click on like our episode, and you can get those links too, or you can get it through Spreaker or whatever. But I will add the Broadcast Book Club link, like the Goodreads link, if anybody else is interested. I know Joanne has to have a million things that she wants to add. So just speaking of Matt Splaining, a dozen grosses is called a great gross, which is awesome because if I had known a great gross last time, that would have ended up being our episode title.
Totally.
Yeah. So that'd be 12 times 12 times 12 or 12 to the third. Turn your head and cough is to check for hernias. And Sabrina's most recent batch of episodes premiered on April 5th of this year. Shandy will be happy to know that season 2 of Sex Education drops on January 17th.
Amanda is also very happy by that news.
Yay! I should be. I gotta watch
so that. Good. So good.
So good. It's so good.
Yeah.
Sex Education is the one with Gillian Anderson, right?
Yep. Gillian Anderson, Asa Butterfield.
Okay. Yep.
And I think those are the only like sort of big like American.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. We'll finish this up with some That's What She Says.
You're still doing it commercially.
Take it. Take it. You've earned it.
There's nothing else to put it on.
We hit him at 6:25.
Let us do this.
I feel like there's a lot of buildup.
You can't even flip it.
It's not as easy as 9, where you move the fingers down.
Multiples. You're multiplying. The fingers with a 9.
It's one of those things God has gifted you.
Still have to do it on my fingers.
So sad. If we're going to do it, we might as well do it now. Hold on, let me restate it. That wasn't that funny. If we're going to do it, we might as well. Oh, mm-hmm.
La, 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 la. I don't know. I thought the first reading was funny because it felt very true to life.
Well, no. True to life would be more size. So hold on. If we're going to do it, we might as well do it now. I got there. Nailed I got it. To that place.
Don't put it in the dishwasher.
There is more, but I'm done.
How do we get to this prostrate thing?
How do we ever?
If you want me to do that, I don't mind.
He came at like 7 a.m.
That was quick. That was good.
3 attempts and that was my third.
Andy, I feel like we got through that together.
You have to find that one that's the right fit.
Do we want to do this live?
We are, and we're struggling. Oh, man. All right. Next up, we've got some butter shemales.
Anonymous69 writes in, fuck Dan Spilo. Seriously, fuck him in his fucking...
Ooh.
Fuck him where?
Yeah. Tell us, where do you fuck him?
Where is the fucking happening?
Damn it. In his fucking face. Shall I read that again? Yes, I don't know why my internet is so terrible today. Should I just do it over?
Sure.
Anonymous69 writes in, fuck Dan Spilo. Seriously, fuck him in his face. Sincerely, Anonymous69.
I think you left out a fuck.
What's that?
I think you left out a fuck. Fuck him in his fucking face.
Oh, did I not even read that correctly? All right. You only have 2 takes.
The real take starts when you realize
that you've read it twice and you still haven't gotten it right.
To be fair, I nailed it the first time, but my internet fucked me in the face.
Yeah. Yeah, the world will never know that one.
I know. All right. For the recording, Anonymous69 writes in, fuck Dan Spilo. Seriously. Fuck him in his fucking face. Sincerely, Anonymous69.
You know, I think I'm going to leave all of this in because honestly.
You know, this is probably the shortest email we've ever got, but it still took the time of a regular email.
I know, right?
Stretch to fit.
No, but seriously, we've been so like low energy for the first hour of this show that. It's kind of funny that it took 7 minutes to read a 5-worded email.
It almost could have been a haiku.
It almost could have been a haiku. Maybe it is.
Perhaps.
Hold on.
Let's see. Okay, wait.
Yeah.
Fuck Dansby Low. There needs to be another one for the first.
Fuck.
Seriously.
That Dansby Low. Seriously. Fuck him in his fucking face.
Sincerely.
Sincerely, Anonymous 69. I don't know. I feel like there's enough syllables if we just rework them. Depends on whose accent is saying it. I can add some syllables if you need New York to step in. Randy has joined us in the chat. Hey, Randy.
Hey, Randy.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. JP said, please make that the show intro when you release this on Friday. Mm-mm. So much more work. No. You already got one.
Yep.
All right. We're going to finish up feedback with a decade in review, I guess, of Andy's virginity. And then we will guess do our own little year in review, maybe decade if you want, if you're so inclined, and our resolutions. I promise it will not take that much longer. I am pretty sober, so there won't be 20 minutes of Colleen rambling. So let's do this. The Andy thing. Oh, wait, maybe we should.
Wait. This is breaking news.
What?
JP just posted, by the way, Dan released an apology to Kelly today. Kelly called him out for waiting until now to say sorry day before the finale and not several months ago when it happened.
Good for Kelly.
I hadn't seen that.
I had not seen that either.
Oh, we're talking about Survivor.
Sorry. We're still on the fuck him in the fucking face.
Well, I had moved, but yeah, maybe we should probably explain what was going on here. So essentially, Amanda, that dude that we spent 45 minutes talking about a few.
Right. No, I know, because I had to Google the name when the email came in, so I didn't look like a dummy when we read it.
Gotcha.
I was like, who is that person?
Anybody
so I have the bullet points.
Okay. Anybody listening that doesn't watch Survivor, essentially, there was a full episode of Survivor last week. It was pretty decent. The person that went home, though, was kind of sad because I liked that person a lot. Tribal Council ended kind of early and they had this weird commercial break and everybody on Twitter was like, what's going on? Like, this is weird. And then we found out why. It was all super awkwardly done. So usually Survivor ends with everybody walking back to camp. It's a pull away shot, you know, after Tribal Council is over, and then, you know, that's it. This time we got that pull away shot of people walking over to Tribal Council, and we saw the following morning all of a sudden, like it just immediately went to the next day, and everybody's sitting on the beach, and Jeff Probst comes out. I love how JP is like, and here comes the extra 20 minutes. F you in the face, JP. We're not going to. No, I'm just explaining.
Set a timer.
No, I'm not even. I am watching the clock, okay? I know what time is the point in which I have a horrible time editing point, and I will not let it get there tonight because, again, I have not even finished my first glass of wine, so shut up. Anyway, so we get to the beach and everybody's chilling and Jeff Probst comes out and, like, you know, of his like water ski, and everybody's like, oh my goodness, what is Jeff doing here? We have no idea. Which, I mean, maybe they didn't, but like a dude was missing, as you'll find out. So they clearly knew something was up. So they're like, what's going on? Where's Dan? He was like, Dan, you know, was removed from the game. He will not be on the jury. He will not be returning, like, you know, whatever. Blah, blah, blah.
Does not pass go. Yeah. Does not collect $200.
Yeah. Like, he had no trouble forming his thoughts, like we did. And anyway, so, yeah. So then we get, like, title cards at the end that says Dan was removed from the game after there was another incident that did not involve a cast or a crew member. And that was all it said. So we never found out what happened. Oh, no, it was not a cast member. Sorry, they didn't say not crew. There was involving another incident that was not involving a cast member. And that was it. No further explanation. All happened off camera. Like, just a lot of bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And the community was, like, freaking out because,
Like, by not revealing what the allegations were was protecting the perpetrator. You could say all of that without revealing who the person's identity was, whether it was a local person, a crew member, a producer, and anything. There was some bullshit stuff that came out the other day saying that he tripped getting into the boat and grabbed a producer's leg. And it was like, okay, he's an old man. He fell, like, getting into the boat. I'm sure plenty of people have fallen and, you know, reached out and grabbed. Like, that doesn't, to me, seem like something that you would...
That shouldn't seem like a really shitty thing to... And, like, really irresponsible thing to publish.
Right.
Just saying.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The media is both sizing it because, of course, that's what they do. Mm-hmm. Partisan cast members can't agree over whether or not Dan inappropriately touches people.
Right. Despite it being caught on film.
Despite it being on film. There's people visibly cringing while he does it after they've asked him to stop on tape. Anyway, JP, fuck you. That was only a minute and 46 seconds. All right. Andy, go. Right? Did we not read Andy's email yet?
Right.
So I was assuming
You don't know who's going to read it. Well.
Oh.
That would be Amanda. Why don't you close us out?
Amanda should close us out also because read this email with the state of my internet, we will be here until tomorrow.
That's fair. I got a good clean connection today. All right, I'm the keeper of the Andy email this week. Oh, responsibility. This decade in Andy's virginity. Hey, broads. Well, it's time to look back at the past year. And now, past decade in sexual frustration. Okay, obviously that's being a little glib about it, but it's a little discouraging knowing another year is almost past and I still haven't gotten anywhere. I know there's always a chance at any moment, but when it hasn't happened for this long, it's hard not to consider maybe it won't. Maybe this is just me reacting to a pretty stressful week. It's nothing too serious, but I've had some pretty expensive setbacks lately that would be pretty bad outside of the holiday season. I know it's something I'll get through, but it's still a pain to deal with. But anyway, time to reflect. I think about myself in 2009, when still being a virgin in my mid-20s was unusual, but could be considered just a late bloomer. My life was a bigger mess, working part-time in a dead-end job while drowning in debt and depression. Now I'm working full-time, and my debt is still a problem, thanks student loans, but at least my emotional well-being is in better shape. I couldn't see 2009 me making a relationship work. I was just trying to get by. The past decade didn't include the sexual awakening I'd been waiting for since I was a teenager, but it included growing in other ways. There was a lot of loss and disappointments, but there were victories and growth. At the risk of sounding like Team Universe, those experiences will likely reverberate and affect the way I am in a relationship. Of course, I'm not counting anything out, and who knows what the next decade will bring. Good God, I hope we're not still doing this in 2030. I don't want to become an actual 40-year-old virgin. It'll probably be a lot less entertaining. I saw a post on Facebook that said, "Don't make resolutions, make a fucking battle plan." Ooh, I like that. Let's go forward into the new 20s, ready to fight for ourselves and for others to build a better world, or at least make our corner of it a little better. Also, we should enjoy those special moments because it's all temporary and life moves a lot faster when we think. Anyway, I want to wish all the broads, honorary or official, a happy holiday season and a wonderful 2020. And like, could I at least get to first base in 2020? Hashtag I'm with hers 2020.
Oh,
yeah.
You know,
that last little bit that like, don't make resolutions, make a fucking battle plan. I got like a little all like butterflies in my tummy. That's all really wonderful.
Yeah, we're going to call this episode Battle Plan 2020.
Yeah, ooh. I love that.
We are. And I love that too. I wrote that down actually. That what you said reminds me of what Sherry said a couple of months ago when we were talking about breaking bad habits. It was on an episode back in September. And she wrote in and said that one of the ways, because it takes, you know, a little while to break a bad habit, is to, if you find yourself going to do that bad habit, stop and say, no, this is not who I am. Or, no, I'm not going to do this anymore. And when you, like, affirm it out loud and you stop yourself, it kind of, like, halts the momentum of, like, doing that. And I have found that to be very profound and very helpful in my own life, where I always think about it, you know, if there's something that I'm going to do that I don't, you know, I don't know. It's since we've read that comment that she left saying that, I've always thought of that. So, yeah, Battle Plan 2020. I love it.
Me too.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Speaking of, guys, what do you got for a decade or a year in review or a speaker's choice? We've got 11 minutes to go before I decide that I don't want to edit this anymore. So here's the part of the show where I start paying real close attention. Guys, I promise this show is going to be over in 10 minutes and 34 seconds. Go.
All right. No, 2019 was awesome. And I think I've said this before, like geopolitically, it was a fucking mess. But in my personal life, it was a pretty great year. Like, looking back, I was like making a list of my highlights of 2019.
No.
Oh, we didn't even get that far.
Read a lot. Damn it! Damn it! I even turned my phone off the Wi-Fi to save some of my internet. God damn
it. Oh. I don't even remember the last thing that we heard you say.
Oh, you were just getting into it. You were like, you know, the highlights, I wrote them down. Here, let me tell you them. And then nothing.
Wrote down some highlights here. I hiked the motherfucking Grand Canyon.
Yeah, I went, did.
Yeah. Went to my second Raleigh meetup. Read so many great books. Like, really, this year was marked by really, really good books.
I read my first book in years this year.
What's that?
I read my first book in years this year.
There you go. I started doing the volunteering at the museum. I took swimming lessons. Like, I've been meditating so much more. I'm going to a meditation. It's very exciting.
You're going to a meditation where?
God damn it. I'm going to a meditation retreat next year.
Oh, that's very cool.
Super excited. So yeah, I'm happy with 2019. And in 2020, I would like to do something like with my hands. That's for Matt. But seriously, like take some, like learn a craft or take some sort of class that has to do somehow with like something manual, like, but also like creative, like take an art class, take a gardening class, take a sewing class.
All of them. Do all of them.
Amanda can teach you how to knit.
Cool. Okay. Yep. Let's do the knitting. Something like that. And also I feel like I like have, I have like the running thing, at times and then like mostly throughout most of my life. And then I was like super doing the yoga thing, for a while. And now I'm like really doing the swimming thing. And what I need to figure out is how to do them all maybe less frequently, but at the same time, you know,
and that's hard. That's really hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I got injured running cause I was just running and I need to be better, more well-balanced. So 2020 is the year that that's going to happen. And I'm very excited about it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Kayla said, I just finished a 6-week meditation class at the community center. And now I meditate 1 to 2 times a day. It has truly helped me in so many ways. Hashtag life changing.
Yeah. I need to meditate more next year or right now. Why put off till tomorrow what you can do today?
Your meditation life begins once you realize.
As soon as we turn this off.
No, that's awesome, Shandy. I think my second half of the year has been a lot more stressful than the first half of the year, and I've definitely gotten away from a lot of those like practices that I had, like to calm myself and like keep the anxiety at bay and whatnot. So I definitely need to get back into that, and that's the thing that you sent me, which I don't want to spoil it, but like, yeah, very exciting. Cool.
Which you did not wait until Christmas to open?
Was I supposed to? There was no note.
No. Yeah, okay. It was not a Secret Santa.
Okay. Oh, Secret Santa. I got this awesome stuff from Dennis, who's my Secret Santa.
Oh.
I gotta take a picture and put it, but he sent me pictures of RBG and Malala and said the note was, I hear somebody has some frames to be that needs to be filled.
Oh my God, that's great. fucking great.
And then he also sent Entenmann's chocolate donuts, which I haven't eaten in years because they are like my one like weakness downfall. I love them so much. And they are like 411 points. Which nobody's even doing Weight Watchers anymore in my house, but like, but I love them so much. They're my favorite. So they're in my fridge. Yay. And then he sent, Mary Ellen made this little mouse thingy for Alex. And when I showed Alex, he like picked at the ears and was like, Mickey. And then he looked at the feet and he's obsessed with the feet on this thing, which is really funny because it's not what I would have gravitated towards, but he's like just was walking around and showing us like the feet. And I'm like, yes, they're feet. You have feet too. It was really cute. It's funny, the things that little kids gravitate on, like obsessed with them. And he got Tony Gwynn baseball cards for one for Jay and one for Alex. So, yeah, good times. Thank you, Dennis. Thank you so much. Amanda, why don't you go? You can year in review, decade in review, New Year's resolutions, whatever you do, you've got 5 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
Less than five minutes. We've got 5 minutes till we're done.
I was going to say, that's so much time. That's so much time. Well, this year has been tough. Not the worst year, but certainly not the best. Coming to the close of it, I think when you're dealing with a lot of stress, it is very easy to forget about the good stuff. Hmm. And I think there was this year, in hindsight, was pretty long. And there was a lot to be thankful for. And I think I certainly learned a lot about myself this year. And as it comes to a close, I definitely feel more in touch with myself and who I want to be. More so than I have in a long time. So I'm glad for that. I think in looking to next year, I just want to be kinder to myself. I want to be nicer to myself.
I have been advocating for you to be kinder for yourself for the last 15 fucking years, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's going to be my goal going to next year, to just like love myself a little more.
Aww.
So we'll see how it goes.
Sometimes the one simplest goal is the one that is the hardest, but also the easiest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Radical self-care. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I think in told, I think the 20 teens were pretty okay. Yeah. I don't really remember myself at the beginning of it, but I was... I don't know. I feel like I'm probably better now, so that's good. I've been to some cool places. Have met some great people.
Yeah,
didn't know Shandy a decade ago, so
I know
that's great. There,
didn't know what a podcast was a decade ago.
Didn't,
so that's great.
I kind of knew what a podcast was a decade ago, but it was just this weird thing that Colleen did that she let me do with her sometimes.
I was gonna say Amanda was doing podcasts with me on my roof. We were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now it's a legitimate thing we do together ritualistically, not just like we'd get drunk and sometimes do it.
Mm-hmm.
No. Oh, man, Amanda, a decade ago, we were doing some podcasts. I mean, there were some stories we probably shouldn't ever tell.
Nope, nope.
But we'll acknowledge that we've come a long way in.
Yeah, buried in the vaults.
The rooftop sessions, though, man, like, those were the best.
Oh, do you still have that audio? I would love to go back and hear some of them.
I know I saved them to an external, and I know that external is somewhere. I'm pretty sure I know where it is, but I'm sure John has them, because I am sure John has them, because I believe John always backed everything up as soon as it came out.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to, yeah.
Yeah. Also,
particularly the one with Phil and the one with when Jay was on.
The one was on. Oh, when we spilled the wine.
Yeah, those two stick in my memory as being
it was Phil, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And, Phil and Joe, yeah.
And Randy.
Oh, and Randy. The night I lost my wallet.
Randy was the night you lost your... No, Phil, was it Phil or Randy the night you lost your wallet?
Randy. It was Randy.
I just remember, like, the cab pulled away and you were like, no, my wallet is in there.
Yep.
Oh my God. I'm sorry.
It's the only time I've ever lost my wallet, so that's good. In a decade, to only lose your wallet once, that's pretty good.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And we bury the, we had Ian on there. Didn't we give Ian like a nickname? Oh, God.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah, we did. We did some, the rooftop sessions were like, if I was going to pick like my favorite, and I recognize that those were all 2000, summer 2007. So those were technically over a decade ago. But if I was going to pick any of my favorite podcasting, like whatever, grouping, experiences, whatever, the summer that we did the rooftop sessions, those rooftop sessions are still to date. No offense, guys. I love you all. No offense, tribe mates. No offense, media junkyard people. I love you all. But like the rooftop sessions that Amanda and John and I did were... they were just something else.
They were very pure of a moment.
Oh, they were of a moment, all right. Yeah. Good times. Those are great. Jay promised me when we left the apartment and we sat on the roof one day, like in May, like his last time there, that he would buy me a house someday or get me a house or apartment or place to live that had a roof for rooftop sessions or something comparable. And that is one of the reasons why we chose this house, because the deck, like, you can get to my giant deck from my bedroom, and it's like my own personal rooftop, but it's huge.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good good promise fulfilled.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, as far as me goes, like, everything that I could say, it's stuff that I said during our Broadsgiving episode. It hasn't been a great year, but I'm really grateful that I learned this year to see the glass as half full. It's hard. I used to be like an automatic, like super anxiety, like rush to like freak out kind of person. And I feel like I've really evolved since Alex was born. Honestly, I kind of like to say, because I was so crazy in the year and a half before I got pregnant with Alex, that I kind of reset, like my hormones reset, my drinking reset, my just overall everything just kind of reset, where after Alex was born, I feel like I was a more mature and different person. And I think that even shows sometimes in this show, whereas sometimes I am more like... I don't want to say I'm like more conservative, like viewpoint, but I'm more conservative sometimes in things that I will say, or I'm more likely to edit something out, because you guys have heard some stories, but they all always are either off camera or off air or get edited out. Like, so I feel like a lot of, like, I've kind of come into my next phase of life since Alex has been born. So, like I said, this decade has been crazy. Like, it started with me in a new state, and you know, I got married, and my grandpa died, and my grandpa was my hero, and that was a huge, 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 huge thing that happened in my life. And then Zachary was born exactly 1 year and 1 day later, and then my whole world fell apart 2 years after that, because I just lost my mind. And you know, got it together, and you know, and then we got Alex and moved into Perfect House, which, you know, I love Perfect House. And so it's been a crazy decade, and I think I'm a better person in 2019 for sure than I was in 2010. I would say that probably many of my friendships from 2010 aren't as strong, and that does kind of make me sad. I do miss some of my friends from earlier on, but I guess that's life, right? And as far as New Year's resolutions go, I just want to keep being a better person. I want to more put my money where my mouth is, so to speak, like it was talking about. And just in general, one of my New Year's resolutions is totally going to be to have the broadcast edited before midnight on Thursday. Because, guys, I've been getting up at 5:30 in the morning for the past, like, 5 or 6 Fridays. It fucking sucks.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's insane.
Because we've had some longer episodes. So my goal, one of my resolutions is to at least be done editing so I don't get to the point where I'm up, you know, at the before dawn on, no matter what season it is, before dawn on Friday. And the other resolution is just like, you know, keep on keeping on, I guess. I don't know. On that note, guys, I wish you all a happy, happy holiday season. May you get all of your holiday cards out in time and don't get kidnapped. thank you all for listening. It's been a blast. Thank you to the patrons, especially the ones that contribute at a certain level. Matt Vitak from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner, Joanne with the Plan, Maggie the Magnificent, Ed the Creepy Letter Carrier, and Drake the Distributor, Destroyer of Time, Breaker of something. I don't know, Drake.
It's a whole long thing.
It's a whole thing. But thanks, guys. We really do appreciate it. We really do appreciate you listening. And we look forward to seeing you again at the beginning of January. Please don't forget about us. Patreon.com/JaneJack. If you have any last minute Christmas shopping, you can JaneJack.com/Amazon, all lowercase letters. Ladies, thank you guys so much for doing this with me for another calendar year.
I very
much appreciate it because, you know, I think it's no secret now to anybody, at least in the chat, that some nights these things go long. So thank you. Some nights they don't. Some nights they do. We're still getting out of here at before 11:10 on a Tuesday, which is pretty
darn good. A decent hour.
Yeah. But thanks, guys. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy anything, Happy everything, guys.
Yeah,
happy everything.
Happy everything.
Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe we'll just call this Happy Everything. I don't know.
Happy everything. Pretty happy soon, the days are going to start getting longer. Yay!
Oh, can't wait.
They are. Yeah, the day that this is released will be the shortest day of the year, and then we'll get longer from there. Matt, I know, that's what she said. Yeah, in some ways, you know, December 20th is the shortest, and that's our favorite. And in some ways, it's the longest, and it's not our favorite. No, wait. All right, I forget it. I lost the point. Theme, we started full
doing
circle.
Great. You're doing great.
Yeah. Am I, though? All right.
Always.
Anybody have any last words? Otherwise, we're going to get out of here.
Sorry I had Nickernet for the last show of the decade, but we'll try again next year.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds great.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye.